Mr. Putin, this week you told a French newspaper that Russia is being accused of interfering with the U.S. election by people who lost that election, who don't want to admit defeat. But all 17 of the United States intelligence agencies have concluded that the Russians did interfere with our election, and these are nonpartisan career professionals, Republicans and Democrats alike on Capitol Hill, including President Trump's supporters, and some are your defenders, who have seen the classified intelligence report have all accepted this conclusion. And even private nonpartisan security firms say the same, that Russia interfered with the U.S. election. Are they all wrong?
Have you read those reports?
Non-classified version.
Публичная, общественная версия.
Well, the non-classified version, which is null and void. And who was your tailor? What about the pockets? What about the buttons? Do you have any claims about this suit, about the buttons? No, they are firmly tied, but you can't wear this suit. Can it happen? Yes, it did happen with one of our stand-up comedians, Mr. Aiken. And you've been telling me now about the non-classified versions. I read those reports. Even in those reports, there is no specific evidence, no facts, just assumptions, allegations, and conclusions based on the allegations, nothing more. You know, if there is something specific, concrete, we could discuss that. Like in one of the entities I previously used to work for, they said, we need all the evidence, addresses, all the names and the surnames, provide all that to us. With respect to independent sources, there are no independent sources in this world. And, you know, the recent appointments with your special services point to the fact that there are any likings, any attitudes. So I believe that we should stop this idle prattle, which is harmful. And I believe this is like transferring the internal political bickering of the United States beyond the borders of the country, outside, on the international stage, trying to resolve political matters with the help of the foreign policy tools and national affairs. And that is detrimental to international affairs and the global economy and the issues of global security and fight against terror, which is detrimental. And I have just cited an example when the Washington, D.C. did not recommend the professionals to go to an anti-terrorist event of the Russian Federation, which is nonsense. And these people, these very same people, initiate and are behind those reports. I believe that this should stop as soon as possible. We should start and resume normal cooperation. Well, in addition, I can tell you that worldwide, there are not so many countries that have the privilege of sovereignty. I wouldn't like to offend anyone, but what has been said by Madam Merkel is conditioned by the long amassing grudge she's been harboring. Just believe me, no matter what she responds afterwards, that the sovereignty is limited. And inside the military and political alliances, it's officially limited. The charters prescribe all prohibitions. And in practice, it's even stricter and more stringent. Nothing is permitted but for what is allowed. And who allows that? The leadership. And where is the leadership? Far away. India is one of such countries. China may be cited as another example. There are some other countries, not numerous, though. And if such attempts to guide someone, to dictate their will to someone from inside or outside the country will continue, they will be detrimental to international affairs. But I reiterate in closing this response, this should come to an end sooner or later.